This is the Homestead Journey Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the pursuit of self-sufficiency, self-reliance, and sustainability. This is episode number 58 of the Homestead Journey Podcast. Welcome, 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 everyone. My name is Brian Wells. I am coming to you from 3B Farm and Homestead here in beautiful upstate New York. And as I record this, this is the weekend before Thanksgiving, still November of 2020. And you know what that means. All month long, we are celebrating the birthday of the Homestead Journey Podcast. That's right, folks. 1 year ago, we started this journey toward self-sufficiency, self-reliance, and sustainability together. And so all month long, we are celebrating here on the Homestead Journey Podcast. And so you know what that means. Cue the music.
Hey, kid, I hear it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Also, I am doing something a little different this episode, and that is that I am recording video for this episode, and so I will be releasing this as a podcast, as usual, on Sunday evening into Monday morning. Usually it drops at Monday at midnight, and then on Tuesday, the video version of this will be going up onto YouTube. So I'm going to try something a little different. For the YouTube audience, you will be able to see this face that was destined for radio. So if you want to see my ugly mug, jump on over to YouTube. I will be releasing these, hopefully going forward, with video. The exception to that will be when I do interviews. I will still release those audio only. So that's part of the celebrations this month. I'm releasing, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, as we, again, celebrate all month long. Now, you can celebrate along with me by winning fabulous prizes. That's right, folks. We are giving away Homestead Journey Podcast merchandise for free, and all you have to do is one or all of three things. If you do each one of these things, you are entered into a drawing for some fabulous prizes. So first of all, simply share the show on your social media using the hashtag The Homestead Journey Podcast. So on Instagram, Facebook, wherever. And if you do that, I will be able to search via that hashtag and I will be able to see who has the desire to win fabulous prizes. The second thing you can do is go on over to our website, and there's a form you can fill out. The link is giveaway.thehomesteadjourney.net/birthday, and the link is in the show notes. And if you fill out that form, that also will enter you into the drawings for fabulous prizes. Finally, if you would be so kind as to leave me a review over on iTunes, or if your favorite platform allows for reviews, then shoot me an email. Let me know that you've left a review just so I don't miss any of them. And that is the third way that you can be entered into the drawings for fabulous prizes. Now, what are these fabulous prizes? Well, that is a great question. First of all, my brother-in-law, Al, over at Creek Road Pottery, is hand throwing some mugs for us, and they're going to look awesome. Al does great work. If you want to check out his work, creekroadpottery.com, and you can just see the fabulous work that Al does. His goal is to create functional art, and that even the common Joe like you and I can enjoy hand thrown pottery. So check him out, creekroadpottery.com. And we are also going to be giving away some t-shirts from our new t-shirt store. So if you go to teespring.com, and that's T-E-E, spring.com/stores/the Homestead Journey podcast, you will see the fabulous designs that we have. Well, I don't know if they're fabulous designs, but the designs that we have out there. And just check that out. And you could win some of the great designs. In fact, I have another couple of designs I'm going to be putting up there this week. So you're going to want to check that out. teespring.com/stores/the Homestead Journey podcast. So celebrating a bunch of different ways all month long. Keep entering. And then in the first week of December, I'm going to be drawing and we will be giving away fabulous prizes. Now, there's something else that I am working on, and I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of work on it this week because I took this week off from my day job, and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I don't believe I mentioned it last week, but I am putting together some principles towards a homestead journal that is hopefully going to be helpful to you, and so I'm going to be releasing those throughout the upcoming year. Hopefully it will be something that will be helpful to the season in which you find yourself. So between now and the end of the year, I will be releasing a whole bunch of things that hopefully will help you start planning for 2021. So having said all of that stuff, let's jump on over to this week's Homestead Happenings, and I will bring you up to date with what we've been doing here on 3B Farm and Homestead. So this week on the homestead, it was a little bit of a slow week, but we still did do a number of, well, we reached a number of milestones. Let's put it that way. First of all, this week we took our turkeys to the processor for Thanksgiving. Now we raised 6 turkeys and 3 of them we sold, 3 of them we are going to keep. And so my son and I loaded them up onto the truck on Thursday night. I dropped them off on Friday morning, and they were actually ready to be picked up Friday evening, but I didn't pick them up until Saturday. And when I went to pick them up, the processor told me they were the best turkeys that he has seen all season long. So that really made me feel good. I can't say I really did a whole heck of a lot to contribute to that, because really my wife is the one that feeds and takes care of the turkeys predominantly between her and my son. But it did make me feel good to know that we are producing a great product for our customers. Now, I did get them a little bit bigger than I wanted. They averaged about 28 and a half pounds a piece, which is a little bigger than I really wanted my turkeys to be. So next year, if I go the broad-breasted white route, I'll probably wait about a month before I go ahead and start them. I really do like starting them when I did, because we start them with our Cornish cross meat birds and with our standard breed birds. And so it really makes it convenient that I only have to have the brooder mess once a year. But if I'm going to continue with the broad-breasted whites, although I really would like to go in a heritage direction, so that may change things a little bit for me. But if I continue to go the broad-breasted white route, then I probably am going to wait about a month before I get the birds to get them started. But I was very, very happy. We went ahead and had 3 of them split in half, because it's just my wife and I and our son. And so that we don't need a 28-pound turkey. In fact, having them cut in half and having 14 pounds of meat is probably too much, but we'll have people over when it's safe to do so. And so anyhow, very, very thankful for that. This week, I also played a little bit of a game that I like to refer to as Pig Tetris. And that is that we needed to move the females in with the males for our spring farrowing, hopefully. And so in order to make that happen, I kind of had to play a little Tetris. And so I had to move one pig to another paddock so that I can move the female that was in the paddock where he needed to go over with the boar. And so we kind of slid them all around. And thankfully, things went pretty well. I'm always a little nervous when we take the pigs out of the paddocks, even though I do have them trained to follow buckets. There is a reason why they refer to people who are stubborn as being pig-headed, because a pig is going to go where a pig wants to go. And so what you have to do is outsmart the pig and convince the pig that they want to go where you want them to go. And so that's what the bucket is all about, is teaching that pig or training that pig that they want to go where you want them to go. And so the first move that I made, where I had to get the female that was over by herself, she's actually the one that had been up in Vermont and came back, Betswine Ross. That went fairly well. She did start up over the hill, but I was able to get her back with a bucket, jiggling the bucket, and then she came tearing down over the hill and boom, right back into the paddock where I wanted her. The little boar that I needed to move, he followed the bucket pretty well. It was the sow that I wanted to put in with Boris that was the one that was a little bit more of an adventure, shall we say. And I got her a couple of times right down to the fence where I needed her to go in with Boris, and then she would spin and kind of start heading the other direction. So it took all three of us, my wife, my son, and I, but eventually we were able to get her in with Boris, and so everybody is where they need to be. Now, next weekend, I'm going to have to play a little bit more pig Tetris because we have four pigs that are on their way to freezer camp next weekend, and so I'll need to do a little bit of jockeying around over the weekend. But I'm very, very thankful that we have the pigs where, well, hopefully we will have successful farrowings in the spring. So today, that's when I record these podcasts, I had the opportunity to try out something that I told you about, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and that was my duck breast prosciutto. Now, the breast that had the skin and fat on it, it still hadn't aged enough, looking for about a 30% loss as far as weight goes, but one of the breasts that didn't have any skin on it had reached that milestone. And so I went ahead and cut into that today. And I put some pictures up on our Instagram and our Facebook account. So if you don't follow us there, why not? Come on now. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook. The links are in the show notes. But I put up some pictures of it. Honestly, this is my first time ever doing it. It's my first time ever tasting this. And the jury's still out for me. It wasn't bad. It wasn't mind-blowingly great. I'm wondering if the fat with the skin will maybe result in a little bit of a different taste and texture. So we'll see. It wasn't horrible, but it certainly wasn't something that I honestly, just keeping it real right now, was overjoyed with. It tasted to me a little bit like a very salty, extremely rare steak. That makes any sense. So we'll see how the breasts with the skin and fat on it go. And we'll see if I like those any better. I may have had it in the salt too long. So a lot of things that are at play here. I've posted into some charcuterie groups on Facebook looking for some feedback, and then we'll see what we can do better next time around. Another thing this week that I did is I went ahead and cleaned out the goose and duck house. And I figured out something, well, it's a lesson I've learned the hard way. And that is that I did not clean that out frequently enough. What I did is I tipped the goose and the duck house over. And when I went to scoop all of the shavings out, a bunch of rats ran out. That didn't make me very happy at all. So what that tells me is that I have not been diligent enough in making sure that stays cleaned out. I was just adding more shavings. And that certainly is not the right way to do it. I'm going to need to clean out more between. And quite frankly, I really should move that duck and goose house around a little bit more. It really stayed very static this year. And part of the reason why I didn't move it is because I want to get forks for my tractor, which will aid in moving that duck house. And so just some things I've learned. I did have a bunch of little baby rats in there that I went ahead and quickly dispatched. So hopefully that will, but anyhow, so that was on me, made a mistake there. And, you know, it happens. And so I've got to learn from it and make sure that I do a little bit better of a job staying ahead of that so that they cannot build those nests inside that duck house. Finally, I just wanted to give a little bit of a piglet update. I contacted the people that I sold the piglets to, the two Barrows that I sold a couple of weeks ago, and then the boar that I sold a couple of weeks ago, and they are doing great. The two little Barrows are fat and sassy. The boar is just settled in well. They just keep exclaiming to me over and over again how great of a personality he has. And so I'm just so excited to see what that boar, his name is Brutus, how he works out for them. And I'm just hoping that he produces some really great pigs. So that's what's been going on here on 3B Farm and Homestead. Not a whole lot and yet a lot. And so anyhow, I hope things find you well on your homestead or wherever you might be. Let's jump on over to this week's Charting the Course. This week is the American Thanksgiving holiday. And so I thought that what I would do this week is what we sang about in the churches that I grew up in. We sang a song as I was growing up that said, count your blessings, name them one by one. And so today, what I would like to do is take a few moments to think about the things that I have to be thankful for here in the year 2020. Now, quite honestly, I don't think for any of us, 2020 has turned out how we envisioned it would when that clock rolled over, we did the countdown, maybe the ball started dropping in Times Square, we sang Auld Lang Syne. I don't think any of us had any inkling whatsoever that 2020 was going to turn out the way that it has. I certainly did not think that 2020 was going to go this way. This, quite frankly, has been one of the most difficult years in my life. I think it has been one of the most difficult years for many of us. And certainly there's a lot that we probably could complain about, and maybe justifiably so. But there are also a lot of things that I have to be thankful for, and a lot of things that happened in 2020 that I am thankful for. First of all, as I think about this whole COVID situation, the impact that it's had on our country and really on our world, I spent a lot of time this week thinking about those big moments that have happened in history. And as I thought about my lifetime, with the exception of maybe 9/11, there has never been anything remotely close to this that's happened in my lifetime. And I would really argue that 9/11, although it was a horrific situation, of that there is no doubt, and I'm not trying to downplay the loss or anything that took place then, but it certainly didn't, at least in my mind, seem to last as long or impact us on as broad of a scale as what COVID has. And I know some people have lived in areas where they have been greatly impacted by a natural disaster, maybe a hurricane or a flood or a fire. I know we went through Hurricane Ivan in 2004 when we were living in the Cayman Islands and had to evacuate to Florida where we spent 3 months. So again, I'm not trying to downplay that either. But again, those situations were more localized, and it's not been something that has been felt as broadly or as widely and has impacted us as much as this has this year. And as I really have spent some time thinking about that, I've been trying to think when is the last time we could say something of this magnitude has happened? And really, as I thought back through history, I would say that the last time something impacted the world as greatly as what COVID has impacted our world in 2020 for as long as it has impacted our world and our way of life, I would say you probably have to go back to World War II. Now, there's some other moments, maybe the fuel embargoes of the 70s. Obviously, I didn't live through those. Maybe you might say that rose to, but there's just something about this that, in my opinion, you have to go back to World War II to really come up with something that has impacted our world as broadly as what COVID has. Now, why do I bring that up? Well, I bring that up because I'm thankful for that. And why would I say I'm thankful for that? I'm thankful that this is not a common occurrence. We have lived very, very, very blessed lives. And yes, we have at times gone through difficult circumstances, whether it's 9/11, whether it's Hurricane Ivan, for me personally. And some of us have gone through the loss of loved ones, the loss of our health, and all of those kinds of things, certainly. But I'm just thankful that these types of situations, like what we have gone through here collectively as a nation and as a world, don't come around that often. And so I think we have a lot to be thankful for in that regard. The second thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for the fact that when this all went down, I didn't need to panic. Because I'm a homesteader, I was able to be prepared. I was able to have a plan to raise and to grow more food than maybe I had anticipated in raising and growing. But I was able to do that. I was well positioned to be able to do that. In fact, one of the ladies that I work with, her name is Karen, she said to me shortly after this whole thing, you know, kind of was, you know, blowing up, she said, "Brian," she said, "you are the one person that I knew that I said, I don't have to worry about him. He's going to be okay." Now, it's certainly not, I'm not certainly saying that I had all the answers or that we are full on self-sufficient, self-reliant or anything like that. I'm not. But I'm just very, very thankful that I'm a homesteader and that I had skills at my disposal to be able to raise and grow. And we were able to raise and grow more food this year and preserve more food this year than we ever have. We added a new technology, shall we say, a new method of food preservation by adding the dehydrator. And so that added a kind of a little bit of a, you know, helped us up our game, so to speak. And so I'm very, very thankful that we were well positioned to be able to raise and grow our own food here on 3B Farm and Homestead. But not only that, I'm thankful that we were able to raise and grow food for other people. We were able to raise and grow some turkeys and some pigs and some vegetables and get plants started. We were able to help our community. We're still continuing to be able to help our community. Eggs. And so that really makes me feel good. It makes me feel very satisfied. But I'm also thankful that we were able and are continuing to be able to help other people in that regard. I'm also thankful for this medium, this podcast, through which I've been able to encourage other people. I hope that this has been an encouragement to you, that it continues to be an encouragement to you, and that you are gaining skills, ideas, knowledge through the Homestead Journey podcast as all of us together are journeying towards self-sufficiency, self-reliance, and sustainability. I'm also thankful for the extra time that I was able to spend with my family this year. And at times, yes, we got on each other's nerves. There's no doubt about that. I kind of felt bad, and to a certain extent, I still do. Feel bad for my 16-year-old son, who for months on end has been locked up with his mom and dad. I know at 16, as much as I love my mom and dad and have a great relationship with my mom and dad to this day, at 16, I'm not sure I would have wanted to have been locked up with them for months on end, just being frank. And so I recognize that. And yet I am very, very grateful for the extra time that I've had to spend with my wife and with my son. And the fact that really we do get along very well. When it's all said and done, yes, we've had our moments when we've got on each other's nerves, but I really have enjoyed the moments, the extra moments that I've had to spend with them as a result of being forced to work from home, not being able to go a lot of places. I'm just thankful for that time. I'm also thankful that I have that kind of a relationship with my family. Not everybody does. There are some people I know that their worst nightmare is to be locked up with their family. They don't have a great relationship with their wife or husband or with their kids. And I am very, very blessed that my wife still kind of likes me. I don't know why. She still does. I think I still like her a little bit. No, I know I do. Very, very grateful to God that he put her in my life. And I try to show her that and tell her that. But I am very, very thankful that I have that kind of a relationship with her. And I'm also thankful that I have a relationship, a good relationship with my son. Yes, he's 16. No, dad isn't cool as much as I think I am cool. But we really do have a good relationship. And there are some people who can't say that. And so for that, I am very thankful. I am also thankful because up to this point, the people closest to me have really been spared from the devastation of COVID. I have friends that have had it, and the vast majority of them have recovered with virtually no long-term ill effects. I have a few that are struggling with the loss of taste and smell still. And there are a few friends of mine who are older that lost their lives as a result of COVID. But I'm thankful that my closest relatives up to this point have been spared. And I'm very thankful for that. I don't take that for granted. And I don't say that from a place where I am discounting the losses of what other people have experienced. I'm just simply grateful that up to this point, we have been spared from that. And so for that, I am grateful. Finally, I'm very, very thankful that my day job has suffered minimally. Let me put it that way. We certainly have not achieved the level of profitability that we had hoped at the beginning of the year. But I still have a job, and everybody that I work with still has a job. They haven't had to lay off anybody. They haven't had to close down up to this point. We've been very careful with regards to they've been very, very careful with regards to the restrictions and so forth and social distancing and all of those kinds of things. And so we have been very, very blessed in that regard. And so for that, I am also very thankful because there are people that I know who have lost jobs, who have lost businesses as a result of this. And so the fact that I am still employed is something that I am very, very thankful for. So what are you thankful for? I know 2020 has not turned out the way that any of us had hoped. There's no doubt about that. I know 2020 has been a rough year in many ways for all of us. And we are probably going to be dealing with mental health problems and stress and anxiety as a result of this for a very, very long time, a very long time. And I really am worried, to be honest with you, with regards to the impact that this is going to have on our children. But having said that, we still have a lot to be thankful for. And so my challenge to you on the eve, shall we say, of the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States is for you to do as that song that I learned growing up says, and that is to count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. That's it for this week's Charting the Course and this week's show, folks. I hope you have enjoyed it. If you have, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me, Brian at the homesteadjourney.net is my email address. If you would like to support the show, you can do so in a couple of different ways. First of all, share the show with your friends and family. I really would appreciate that. Secondly, you can support the show by going on over to our website, thehomesteadjourney.net/shop, and there you will find a list of affiliate links. And if you shop by those affiliate links, a portion of that comes back to the show. So if you are planning on doing some homestead shopping for Christmas this year, by simply visiting those links, you can help support the Homestead Journey podcast. And keep in mind, those links are all links to products that we use, and not only use, we love here on 3B Farm and Homestead. Another way that you can support the show is by leaving us a review. And the bonus to that is if you leave us a review, you are entered into the drawing for fabulous prizes. So leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite platform. Shoot me an email when you do that, just so I don't miss that. And that way you will be entered into the drawing. Finally, if you go on over to our t-shirt shop, teespring.com/stores/thehomesteadjourneypodcast. If you buy a t-shirt from there, that also helps support the show. Tag us on social media and let people know that you are repping Homestead Journey Podcast merch. All right, folks, that's it again for this show. Thanks so much for spending time with me here on this Thanksgiving week, or whenever it is that you are listening to this podcast. Today's happy birthday rendition was provided by Lucky 7 Swing Band. So check them out, lucky7swing.com. Other than that, the music, as always, is provided by audionautics.com. So a big shout out to them. And until next time, everybody, keep up the good work.